Yeah, hi team.
Hi, Dan.
Hello.
Right, so I've worked out what's important to me. There are 4 points here. You wanted to say something, sorry, was that?
Yes, sorry. For the record, the time now is 11:46, okay? That's all.
And
okay. Sorry, what did you say, Michelle?
Also, I was going to say if you also agree to recording this again, because it's a separate call.
Oh, yeah, I've just sent you the recording of the first hour and 30-odd minutes. So there are four points that I have. The third one is important, that I'm not seeking any liability. Gary, I'm not after you. I'm not after blood. I don't want you to admit to anything. I think what I'm seeking is a hearing where I believe that the facts are coming out, not only over my tax or the company's taxable status, but also the investigation, the inquiry, and the litigation, which I believe has been a major a cause of frustration. It's enabled IRD to muscle its weight, but also caused me some pain. Now, I'm aware of the disputes process. I personally don't believe in the disputes process. I believe in people. And I've got 4 points here, which I wish to go through, please. The first is that you accept that if, and this is a capital I, capital F, if the taxpayer is conducting a taxable activity, that it's reasonable for me to dispute your position. So what I'm saying is not that you agree that I or the company is conducting a taxable activity. It's simply that in the context that it was, that the company was set up to conduct a taxable activity, that there is, it's reasonable what I'm doing. In other words, the attitude that I'm a pain in the ass or a problem needs to go. Do I have that agreement over?
Sorry, I'm just struggling to understand. Clarify that you have your agreement that we don't think you're a pain in the behind.
No, he's asking if we accept
Correct.
The taxpayer is conducting a taxable activity, it's reasonable for him to dispute our position.
Yes. That's all I'm asking for, Alan. You're correct, Alan, is that's all I'm asking for. It's a conditional, it's not an acknowledgement, Gary, that you guys say that I'm acting reasonable. It's just an independent person came down, looked at the whole situation and said, bloody hell, it's the IRD, they're a pain in the ass, they're always greedy, they're always liars, or it's not, oh, he's a painful taxpayer, he's a pain in the ass. But if, for example, I did do everything right, then it would be perfectly natural for you and I to be talking as we are talking today. That's all I'm asking for. I think, Alan, you understand. Over.
Well, it's part of our the way we do business, basically. We have a dispute resolution process, and many times we're not in agreement with the taxpayer, and we do find it reasonable that the dispute resolution process is the appropriate forum to find resolution. So, you know, I don't have a problem with that.
Okay.
I think the premise is on the basis that if you were, it was right and the wrong was bound to have a taxable activity, then its actions would be reasonable. Even if it was found not to have a taxable activity, the dispute actions are reasonable. It's not really dependent on whether or not a taxpayer is successful in their in the point they're trying to make or the dispute. That's neither here nor there. It's entirely within their right to dispute with the commissioner to try and determine what the correct position is.
So may I summarise, Gary, by saying that we have both completed the legal requirement ethically and morally thus far?
Sorry, the legal requirement for...
Ethically and morally, the requirement to sit down and talk has been conducted correctly.
In respect of this conference for the
yes.
dispute? Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
in a conference. But, I think both sides have had full and frank discussion, and that's good.
Okay. So on that basis, I then move on to the second one, which is the three attendees of the meeting today, that the one of the phrase backing off, I'd like to repeat, I'd like to withdraw that, please, if you don't mind, please, Alan, and state that my trust of the three attendees today is not of a personal nature, but it does have a personal impact that I seek the Inland Revenue Department, to the Commissioner, please, to assign the whole matter to others who have an equivalent position or role within the Inland Revenue Department. Now, don't panic about that, because I don't want it to be a pistol to the head situation that either you do or you don't, or I do or do not. What I'm doing is I'm asking you to recognize, please, that I do believe, or how it doesn't matter if it's true or not, but I have very good reason to believe that you all knew who Rochelle's immediate supervisor was, and perhaps even knew some detail of the context. If that is the case, then it would be perfectly reasonable for me, as a taxpayer or representative of a taxpayer, to seek a third party to look at it. It's similar to a judge's reclusal or recusal, whatever you want to call it, when there is a personal issue at stake. No reply required on that yet. I'm happy to go through the 4 points. The third is a no liability. I'm not seeking anything from the Commissioner at this stage other than to simply recognise where I'm coming from, and that if there is good faith, then I would think that this should be not a problem. And the fourth factor is that if an IRD employee who is employed as an investigator can be trusted with a fresh look at the entire matter, that this would be a constructive way forward for us both. Does that sound reasonable, those 4 points?
Oh, we won't be able to agree to any of those 4 points.
The first one, I think, was not to accept that the taxpayer's conducting a taxable activity, if he believes he is, it's reasonable for him to dispute that position. So we've
all right.
agreed on that one.
One's okay. Two. You want me to continue to work with you three?
Yeah, assign the whole matter to the others who have an equivalent role. That was the second one.
Correct. No, that was the fourth one, but number two, yes. That is the end result of the concerns that I have, yes. Yes,
yeah.
You're correct. So you can or cannot agree to two?
I will make my decision at a later time. I just want to have a chat with Gary on that basis.
Yeah, sure. Okay. Three is straightforward. Now, you do not, you cannot agree to passing, this is bypassing Rochelle and her supervisor and passing the matter on to someone else. Okay, Gary, I understand that.
Well, that's what Gary said. I mean, I think I'd be in agreement with him there. But, you know, it's really up to us to determine the way in which run this matter.
Well, let's address two, which is the sticking point, and this, which to me is, I understand entirely why it could be a sticking point. Gary and Alan, did you know, or prior to the meeting, who Rochelle's immediate supervisor is?
So you want to answer to that question now?
Yes, please, Gary.
No, it's not relevant to...
Yes, it is. This is where you have to understand my position. Did or did you not know Gary?
I'm not answering that question.
Alan?
I'm not answering that question.
Yeah, see? The meeting's over. Because I believe you both did.
And what relevance does that have, Mr. Smith, to the dispute?
I think I've explained it very, very well.
Well, if you could just elaborate, it would be helpful.
Well, I have. I've spent 2 hours trying to explain. You guys are being dicks. The Inland Revenue Department has a personal agenda, and that is driven from one person. I believe that you know who that person is. And I believe that you're preventing me knowing who that person is, because normally that person would be in the meeting. And you have just proven why I have not done what I said that I haven't done. Because you have determined that it's not relevant, I have determined that it is. You have the final say.
And why do you think it's relevant?
I've already explained that. It's in my grievances, it's in writing, it's on the record. This is the end.
So
your next phase is where?
Yeah, well, that's what we're
It's a simple question. You either knew or you didn't know. You won't answer it. I understand. It's not a problem. Okay, so where do we go now?
Well, we'll review that information you've provided in respect of the post.
All right, so there is no agreement on any time frame or any other meeting. Thank you so much. Okay, guys.
Yeah, we can still...
No, the meeting's over. It's finished. You won't answer my questions. Why would I bother spending one more minute with you guys? Sorry.
Well... Just get an agreement on how to progress the dispute.
Well, you've told me what you're going to do. You're going to look at the details. The dispute is open. I have told you the nature of my grievance. You have said you won't answer the core question. I believe that you're part of the problem. All three of you. And the first person that says, yes, I knew who that person was, easy, simple, problem's over. Thank you.